It's Thursday, December 23rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Omicron looms over next year with changing plans galore and new satellite internet data. This is the Business of Tech. A bit of a bummer before the holiday break. CNBC is reporting how any return to the office date is useless. Nick Bloom, a Stanford Graduate School business professor who researches remote work, says CEOs should scrap any plans to bring workers back to offices in January and communicate that they'll revisit the idea mid-month after the holiday travel season. From there, if low COVID caseloads and transmission rates permit it, they might consider reopening in early February with an optional return and scale up to a full return through the end of March. Bill Gates canceled his holiday plans, citing that close friends of his have COVID-19. I've also linked to a NextGov article on overall sentiment for holiday travel. Of course, more data says you're not getting workers back in the office anyway. A recent Microsoft survey found that UK techies felt even stronger about the issue. This survey found that over half of the employees would consider quitting if forced back into the office. The Future Forum Pulse survey found that IT workers in the US, UK, Australia, France, Germany, and Japan all had one thing in common. Most want to work at least part of the time remotely. To be precise, 75% want flexibility in where they work, while 93% want flexibility when they work. Why? The top reason? Better work-life balance. That pulled from ZDNet. And adding to this, CES is turning out to be a concern. T-Mobile, Amazon, Meta, Twitter, Pinterest, and iHeartRadio have all announced they won't attend. And tech publications like The Verge, CNET, Engadget, TechCrunch, TechRadar, and Tob's Guide have followed suit, all due to Omicron concerns. Why do we care? I did the security bummer news yesterday and COVID bummer news today. This is the last day of news coverage for this pod, and so take the time of the holiday season to recharge and stay safe, because 2022 looks to be turbulent. I'm left thinking a lot about marathon runners, because this is a marathon, not a sprint. How about some data from Speedtest about the satellite internet? Quoting the article, consumers in the U.S. looking to use satellite service to connect to the internet will find that performance was mostly flat when comparing Q3 2021 to Q2 2021. Starlink's median download speed decreased from 97 megabytes during Q2 to 87 megabytes in Q3, which could be a function of adding more customers. HughesNet's followed distantly at 19 compared to 19.73 they saw in Q2 2021, and Viasat third at 18.75 megs compared to 18.13 in Q2 2021. For comparison, the median download speed for all fixed broadband providers in the U.S. during Q3 2021 was 119.84 megs and 115 in Q2 2021. Ookla did a similar study, finding Starlink's median download speeds only saw a slight increase to 90.67, up 3 megabytes from last quarter. And why all my coverage on broadband? As CIO Dive observes, this could expand where people work, including rural areas. Now, why do we care? I'm with the analysts at CIO Dive that this could be a model shift, and I'll also note that satellite internet appears to have a ways to go, particularly when I compare against 5G. Oh, and 5G isn't available everywhere and has its own painful rollout. I continue to believe providers should be pushing for more investment here, and likely at a government level. Investments in the interstate system drive growth, so here too. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. As I mentioned, this is the last news pod of the year. Next week will be our 2022 prediction series, and I'll be back in the new year. Everyone have a great holiday break, and I will talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.